Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, it's Johanna here, your reader today. And today is Tuesday, the 2nd of April, the 23rd of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our Torah portion is called Shmini, which means eighth. And today we're starting in Leviticus 9:24, and we're going to read through 10 and verse 11. Before we get into our readings, we're going to take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His precious word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now we're starting in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24. Fire came out from the presence of the Lord and devoured the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Now Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, each took his own censer, put fire in it, laid incense over it, and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, which He had not commanded them. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them. So they died before the Lord. Then Moshe said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke of, saying, 'To those who are near me, I will show myself holy. Upon the faces of all the people, I will be glorified.'" Then Aaron kept silent. Then Moshe called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Aaron's uncle Uziel, and said to them, "Come near, carry your relatives away from the front of the sanctuary to outside of the camp." So they drew near and carried them, still in their tunics, outside of the camp as Moshe had said. Then Moshe said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar his sons, "Do not uncover your heads or tear your clothes, so you may not die, and he will not be angry with the entire congregation. But let your kinsmen, the whole house of Israel, mourn over the burning that the Lord has kindled. You must not go out from the entrance of the tent of meeting, or you will die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is on you." So they acted according to the word of Moshe. The Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, "Do not drink wine or fermented drink, neither you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, so that you do not die. This is to be a statute forever throughout your generations. You are to make a distinction between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean." That was Leviticus 9:24 through 10 and verse 11. Today's portion from the prophets is Isaiah chapter 21. "The burden of the desert by the sea. As windstorms sweep over the south, so it comes from the desert, a terrifying land. A harsh vision has been shown to me. The traitor betrays, and the plunderer plunders. Go up, Elam, besiege Media. I have put an end to all her groaning. Therefore my body is filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold of me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I am bewildered by what I hear, terrified by what I see. My heart is bewildered. Terror overwhelms me. The twilight I longed for has been turned into trembling. Set the table, spread out the cloth, eat, drink. Rise up, you princes, oil the shield. For the Lord has said to me, go, post a watchman. Let him declare what he sees. When he sees a chariot with a pair of horsemen, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, let him pay attention, very close attention. Then he cried out like a lion, upon the watchtower, Lord, I stand continually in the daytime and stay at my post every night. Look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. Then one answered and said, fallen, fallen is Babylon. All the images of her gods are broken on the ground. O, my people, crushed on the threshing floor, what I heard from the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, I have declared to you. The burden of Duma, one calls to me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night? The watchman said, morning comes, yet also it is night. If you would inquire, inquire, come back again. The burden of Arabia, in the desert brush of Arabia, you will stay for the night, you caravans of Dedanites. To him who is thirsty, bring water, inhabitants of the land of Tema. Meet the fugitive with food. For they fled from swords, from drawn swords, from bent bow and distress of war. For thus the Lord said to me, within a year, as with the years of a hired worker, all the glory of Kedar will cease, and the remainder of the number of the archers, the mighty men of the sons of Kedar, will be few. For the Lord, God of Israel, has spoken. That was Isaiah 21. Today's portion from the writings is Proverbs chapter 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For a seducing woman's lips drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to Sheol. She does not keep straight to the path of life. Her paths are crooked, but she does not know it. So now, my sons, listen to me and do not turn aside from the words of my mouth. Keep your path far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your strength to others and your years to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your strength, your labors go to a foreigner's house. At the end of your life, you will groan, when your flesh and body are spent, and you will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned reproof. I would not listen to my teacher's voice or incline my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin amid the community and congregation. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well. Should your spring flow in the streets, your streams of water in public squares, let them be yours alone and not shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you delight in the wife of your youth. A lovely hind, a graceful doe, may her breasts satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Why, my son, be captivated by a seducing woman? Why embrace a foreigner's bosom? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he observes all his paths. The iniquities of a wicked man will ensnare him. The cords of his sin will hold him down. He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. That was Proverbs chapter 5. And now our final portion for today is from the apostles, and it is Acts 22. Brothers and fathers, listen to my defense, which I now present to you. When they heard that Paul was addressing them in Aramaic, they became even more quiet. Then he said, I am a Jewish man, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, trained strictly according to the Torah of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to the death, arresting both men and women and throwing them in prisons, as the Kohen Gadol and all the council of elders can testify about me. I also received letters from them to the brothers, and I went to Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem even those who were there in chains to be punished. But it happened that as I was traveling and drawing near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly flashed all around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? I answered, Who are you, Lord? He said to me, I am Yeshua HaNatzrati, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Get up and go to Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been appointed to do. But since I could not see because of the brilliance of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. Then a certain Hananiah, a devout man according to the Torah, well spoken of by all the Jewish people living there, came to me. Standing before me, he said to me, Brother Shaul, look up. In that very moment, I looked up and saw him. Then he said, The God of our fathers handpicked you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear an utterance from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all the people of what you have seen and heard. Now why are you waiting? Get up and be immersed and wash away your sins, calling on his name. It happened that when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance. And I saw him saying to me, Hurry, get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your witness about me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that in one synagogue after another I was imprisoning and beating those trusting in you. Even when the blood of your witness, Stephen, was spilled, I too was standing by and approving and guarding the clothing of those who were killing him. And he said to me, Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Up to this statement, they listened to him. Then they raised their voices, saying, Away from the earth with this fellow, for he is not fit to live. As they were crying out and flinging off their cloaks and throwing dust into the air, the commander ordered Paul to be brought into headquarters. He said Paul should be examined by lashing so that he might find out why they were shouting against him so. But when they stretched him out with straps, Paul said to the centurion standing there, Is it legal for you to scourge a man who is a Roman citizen without due process? Now, when the centurion heard this, He went to the commander and reported it, saying, "What are you going to do? For this man is Roman." The centurion came and said to him, "Tell me, are you Roman?" And he said, "Yes." The commander answered, "I bought this citizenship for a large sum." Paul said, "But I was born so." Therefore, those who were about to interrogate him instantly drew back from him. And the commander also was afraid when he found out that Paul was a Roman and that he had bound him. But on the next day, desiring to know exactly why Paul had been accused by the Judeans, he released him and commanded the ruling Kohanim and all the Sanhedrin to meet together. And he brought Paul and set him before them. That was Acts 22. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading Revelation chapter 16 also. Thank you so much for following along with us as we read through the scriptures this year. May you be blessed. May the word of God strengthen you today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.